Radio Cars by Jennifer Phillips. Episode 2, An Equal Match, with Gary Waldhorn as Eddie and Harriet Walter as Angela.
Did you say you want your car for 3 o'clock, sir?
Here you are, Ed. What are you done that for?
This is a hire car office. The betting shop's round the corner.
The smoke round there gets on me chest.
And what about the smoke from the fag in your mouth, Slippy?
Yeah, the line's clear now. You want flat free, not at free.
Hey, it's Saturday afternoon, man. You don't normally come in.
The minute I do, I can see what I'm up against, boy.
It's Terry you're up against.
Yeah, it's booked in, then. Bye. Yeah, said you were right. Terry's lot is driving for City Designs, and he's got a VIP car on standby for their airport pickups.
That is the second big account this week. How's he doing it?
He must have upped the ante. Roger 25.
No, City Designs got a new woman booking the transport. I see her leaning over the reception desk, polishing the top with her mums.
And Terry's just sold with the birds.
Ah, hello, Ed. What you doing in?
Not going to the match.
I happen to pass my office on the way. Do you mind? What's your excuse? Looking for a free phone call to the racing hotline. How much is it now, boy? 48p per minute. Feel free.
No, thanks, Ed. I was just... Here, Ed, did you know Terry's using the King's Arms?
Well, that's my pub.
Terry uses a bunch of grey.
He's closing in, man. Putting on the squeeze.
Pulling all the collar and tie jobs. Car service.
And now he's got a flash new computer. 4 screens.
No, car'll be with you soon, love. Yeah, so keep hanging out your window.
Ah, those things are a snare and a delusion, Slippy.
Yeah, I'll say. I mean, the only way for Ed to fix things then would be to run 2 sets of books. I mean, could you imagine having to run 2 sets of books?
My sole objection to a computer, Nico, is they don't get the personal touch with a printout. And that's one thing Terry doesn't understand. The personal touch is what this business is about.
Now, why didn't I think of saying that when he asked if you'd like to buy his old computer?
Oh, stop wasting my time. I'm taking Angela to the match. I should have met her in the pub by now.
Before you go, Ed.
Fancy taking a woman to a football.
You know that bloke who introduced you to the Cluffy one time in the director's box?
My old friend Norman. The club talent scout. He has a car to the ground every week.
Yes, well, today he hasn't.
Take this fiver, Nico. Run down to the pub ahead of me. Get Angela a tequila sunrise.
Right you are, Ed.
Tell her I won't be long. There's something I want to clear up before I can relax and enjoy the match.
No, not even a pins, thanks. Really, I'm meeting someone who's taking me to the football match.
What a waste.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, actually.
I mean, what a waste you're not coming with me. Then you could have sat in the director's box, darling, seen it in style.
I think I'd prefer to be amongst the crowd, soak up the atmosphere.
You don't kid me, darling. You haven't been able to take your eyes off me since I stepped in here.
Oh, sorry. Maybe I did stare a bit. I think it's your identity bracelet.
A cracker, isn't it? 18 carat and a signet ring. But then what I always say is, if you got it, flash it.
Quite.
And you can flash yours at me any time. But you keep your legs crossed tight now while I get you that pin.
No, please, I really don't want...
Ed's been held up, Angela, but he said to buy you a, half a lager, do you with it?
Someone's already getting me a drink, thanks. That one at the bar.
Not him. Angela, do you know who that is?
Who? Terry. Not the Terry.
Don't panic. I'll head him off.
No, don't! I've been wanting to meet him. In fact, I told Eddie... When 2 car companies operate within the same locality, there should be a free flow of information between them. He doesn't realise who I am, Nico. I must introduce myself.
No, I mean, I'll do it. I mean, you stay there and I'll tell him who you... I'll prepare the ground.
And stick a parasol in the cherry.
Here. You're looking a bit sharp today, Ter. That silk shirt, is it?
What you pushing?
Well... couple of grams of friendly advice.
No, thanks. I've got to keep a clear head in the director's box for the match. Business.
Come in, darling.
Look out. Can't take her eyes off me.
No, Terry, you can't. She's Eddie's.
Nice one.
I'm not winding you up.
One thing about Ed, he's got an eye for the birds. Only trouble is he can't keep up with the action, can he?
But she is a cut above.
They're all oars in bed.
And there's more to her than meets the eye.
Yeah, I'm banking on that. Here. Is that the time? I'm off.
Shall I give her this drink with your compliments, Inter?
Suit yourself. She'll wait. The kick-off won't.
Nicky?
Made short work of him, handler. I said, watch it. Hands off. She belongs to Eddie.
You should have just told him I own the cab business that Eddie manages.
Yeah, okay, so Eddie belongs to you. Well, same difference when two people love each other.
Yes, well, you've got a point, but... Nico, does Eddie keep my position with regard to the company a secret?
Well, it depends, doesn't it? I mean, you know, Eddie plays it by ear. And I mean, no one likes to be made a laughing stock, do they? Over here, Ed.
If you don't want to lose an eye, sweetheart, I'd take that parasol out your drink.
Eddie, I've a serious point of principle to raise with you.
Thanks. I've already had a couple of body blows today, Angela. And now all I want is to enjoy the match. So if it could wait, where's my change from her Pims?
What? Oh, here, Ed, you see those two blokes just putting their lagers on the Thunderbolt video game?
No.
They want to drive for you. Shall I introduce you?
No.
Thereby hangs a tale.
That I can see, boy.
The one with the dreads to his waist signed his forms with Arsenal. Never took his place on the reserves because he got sent down to Brixton instead of a mugging job. Real pavement artists. But they never nicked the other one because he runs so fast they call him Scissor Legs.
You telling me this in lieu of a reference for them?
Well, not exactly.
No. All you're doing is trying to distract me so I don't ask for the change from my fiver.
He didn't pay for my drink anyway, did you, Nico?
Here's your fiver, Ed.
Come on, sweetheart. Let's go.
All I'm saying is that football almost certainly had its beginnings in prehistory.
You don't have to explain the game to me, sweetheart. I played for London schools when I was 16.
And hearing the crowd baying for blood this afternoon...
I was their top striker. In fact, that last goal you saw was more or less a carbon copy of one I scored.
It's not hard to imagine it as playing a part in victory celebrations. They would dismember a prisoner of war, probably that of the defeated chieftain, and then play football with his decapitated head. Do you see?
No. Who are you waving at?
Behind the glass. It's Terry.
Well, how could he? And how do you...
It was him who bought me the Pims, actually.
I've taken more than enough from him already today.
What do you mean?
I am not staying here for him to look down on
me.
Oh,
don't be childish when you're enjoying the match, and I'm enjoying being here with you.
There's only one way I'd enjoy the second half now, watching his decapitated head being kicked around, dripping blood, with his eyes popping out and his tongue turned black.
Don't be disgusting.
It was your idea.
You appeared not to be listening.
With his brains oozing out of the stitching in his head.
But if you'd only allowed me to continue my train of thought...
Oh, good, it gets worse.
I'd have made the observation that in a civilized society, these primitive rituals take on a symbolic form.
Balls. Symbolically speaking, of course. Slippy was right. Why take a woman to the football?
Many species have ritualized their aggression. In a fight, the loser simply backs off with his tail between his legs.
Okay, darling. I'll buy that.
What?
Your conclusion is that I should challenge Terry to a football match.
People are looking.
But you're used to making heads turn.
I'll drink to that.
We're having a civilised drink together. What could be more natural than that?
One or two things I could mention.
There's room for us both. We proved that over the years, Terry. So what do you think of the match?
Not much.
What about our new winger?
What about him? I could run faster backwards.
Easy to be an armchair critic, though. I mean, neither of us is as fit as we were.
Speak for yourself.
Oh. You work out, do you?
I've got a multi-gym, and I jog regular.
Well, that's the end of that idea, then.
What idea?
How many of your drivers play soccer?
I've got so many drivers, Eddie, hard for me to know.
More rugby types?
Oh, I've got a smattering of professors, lawyers and whatnots. Why?
You couldn't make up a team to challenge my boys, then. Just as well.
You mean you challenge me to... You're on. Done. You're going to run a book on it?
Oh, Terry, please. Where's your sense of humour? Sunday afternoon friendly? Why did I open my big mouth? Whatever possessed me? Now, please, let's have another pint of best and forget all about it.
Oh, I'm begging you, Eddie. You haven't even given me a trial.
My squad's all settled now, Nico.
Look at this, then.
What is it?
It's a whistle.
Wet mud everywhere. No wonder my nozzle's gummed up. And this tin Nelly's going off till I've finished the cleaning.
No, it's a video. It's educational, Nelly.
Soccer skills are the all-time greats, woman.
You need a ref, Ed.
You're whistling down the wind, boy.
And any more mucky shorts left in my bucket is floor cloths in my book, right?
She's only run my satin shorts so fit to split them in two.
How much longer is this going on?
Just long enough for you to get our fan club started, Nelly.
Oh, yeah.
06, I thank you. Till the week after next. Meanwhile, leave the vacuuming and I'll get your spade and fork.
There won't be no week after next at this rate.
06, when you've dropped off your school pickup, go main gate, the recreation ground, your 4 o'clock training session. Report main gate, I thank you, 06. Frenchie! Car service. One moment, please. You've just got time to do your run. On your marks, get set, go, boy. Sorry about that, madam, but I'm flat out round here. In fact, 4 o'clock is out of the question too. So sorry, darling. Bye.
I just don't want to pass my peak before next Sunday, Ed.
No fear of that, boy.
Oh, looks like Slippy's done his run, French. Here, Ed, what do you drink to his shell suit? Do you want me to get you one?
If I want to look like that, Nico, I'll get a roll of Baco foil, thanks. No, get that can off him, Nico.
Leave off.
What's the point in a 2 mile run if you end up tossing down a can of Guinness?
I'm parched.
Have a fizzy vitamin C.
Don't like them.
That's beside the point.
Spoil the taste in a Guinness.
Your attitude has been suspect from the start, Slippy. If this is the way it's going on, you better step down now.
Right.
What?
I'm giving up your place on the team. I mean, it sounded like a fun idea, but it's too much for me. I'll be a sub if you like, but...
Nico, those two boys in the pub.
Who?
With the dreads. Wanted a drive for me. They've got a job. If anyone else wants to drop out, speak now. Liam! Just say the word, boy. No one's irreplaceable, you know.
I'm the one that's irreplaceable, so watch out.
Now, your training session until 4, gringo.
I get me portable goalpost. Where we go now?
What did I tell you yesterday?
Me?
You are not to drive in football boots.
He's as keen as mustard, and so am I.
Yeah, gringo, I could get you a full QPR strip, half-priced, you know.
Yeah, I know. You get me Benfica?
No, we don't want to appear ridiculous. We'll leave that to Terry's lot.
It's not fair, Ed. Whatever angle I take... You won't give me a look in.
You're doing the half-time refreshments, aren't you?
Oh, am I?
And how's your first aid? Because you're going to be the one with the bucket and sponge.
Not with my bucket, he's not. And my sponge stays in the office lavatory.
Here's the sundae. I'm getting quite a taste for this fruit juice.
Which reminds me, Nico, no squashed oranges out the gutter. We'll have class one for half-time and enough slices for Terry's lot. I don't want to appear unsporting.
Or risking lacing them with strychnine.
He hasn't shown his face in here all week.
He's backing down already, boy. He's running scared.
Only problem is tomorrow, Ed. If we're all training together, who'll be left on the road?
Slippy'll be driving.
No. Nope. Our substitute must be fully cognizant of our tactics.
We play to win.
Nothing counts except the goals.
We play as a team.
Respect where respect is due.
I know what I've got to do. Autograph hunters do not impress me. Only appreciation of my footballing skills.
What are you talking about?
What?
Eddie? Who's that?
It's Angela.
Oh, hello, sweetheart. Like a fruit juice.
I'm not in training, thank you. I'll have a double scotch on the rocks. And if you can possibly spare the time, I'd like a private word with you.
Take this, Nico. Double scotch and a slimline tonic for me to that table over there. I know I've been neglecting you, darling, but you've got to try and understand.
Just explain £201 you've lumped under miscellaneous in the petty cash book.
Have another double.
No thanks, as it was a single.
Oh, not again. Now, do you appreciate why I couldn't contemplate giving Nico a place on the team?
There's a column for stationery, a column for postage. If we'd needed cleaning items, Nelly would have told
There's
me.
There's no column for an upfront payment for a referee, a pitch, a Puma sports bag, studs, laces, vitamins, an elastic knee support. That was for French, by the way, not for me. And that's not to
this
mention...
will not wash with Charles.
Charles?
Our accountant?
Invite him along.
What?
To the match, darling.
Interested.
Well, that says it all, doesn't it?
What? Says what?
If he thinks what makes a successful business is putting things in the right columns, he's got another thing coming. What counts is pulling together as a team,
commitment to a common cause and high morale. My boys are fired up now. After Sunday, there'll be no holding them.
But, Eddie, what makes you so sure you'll win?
I've been listening in on Terry's radio frequency. Do you know he hasn't called a single training session? Do you know not one of his drivers have done anything other than drive all week?
Bully for them. I dare say their petty cash is in the black, too.
If he wants to treat this match as some Mickey Mouse tea party, that is bad luck, because he's going to be blasted into oblivion.
It's not World War III, you know. It's only a friendly match.
After he's pinched accounts from under my nose. Two big ones only last week.
Oh, Eddie, but how's he doing it?
And now, just to turn the screw, he's offered me first refusal on his old computer.
Oh, really? Charles said that in the end, the only way to rationalise the books would be to go onto computer.
It's only a dot matrix, he told Nico, and I'm going on to laser. You wait. I'll give him dot matrix.
I wonder how much he wants for it.
Am I hearing you right, sweetheart? Do you mind me asking which team you'll be cheering for?
Oh, I can see it's useless trying to talk to you about anything until next week.
Don't come.
What?
To the match.
Eddie, if I wasn't fond of you, I wouldn't be putting up with this. But as it is... Well, I thought I'd offer to cover the phones for you tomorrow during your final training session.
Stay away. My boys are psyched up. I don't want a negative attitude like yours within a million miles of them.
Answer the bloody phone!
There you are. It's stopped now, Nelly. You see, there's no point answering when there's no cars to do the work.
Then if it's not a car?
Oh, I'm not answering him. He keeps complaining.
What for?
Oh, I gave him a pick-up in Bayswater and two in Putney. He ought to be done in the next 10 minutes.
Oh, well. We'll be back to normal next week.
No, things are set to go from bad to worse now because Ed's not going to win tomorrow.
He's got to. They'll be out to pay if he doesn't.
I done a recce on the opposition. Terry got Norman to hand-pick him a squad and Norman's a professional talent scout.
Well, that's cheating.
Yeah, but Ter's signed them all up as drivers for the week. And Ed's done much the same with Scissor Legs and my other introduction from Brixton. Makes it awkward, see?
Can't you do something? What about the ref?
Nah, he's kosher. Ed and Terry argued about it so much they rang the Referees Association.
Oh, that's what comes of a lack of trust.
I know it is unfortunate. Mind you, I am in charge of the orange slices, and if I could slow Terry's lot down to a standstill in the second half...
I'd be careful.
I've got some hefty tranks at home, and I'm not without experience in that line of, hello, Angela. Afraid he's not here at the moment.
That is patently obvious.
Huh? Oh, you haven't been trying to ring up, have you?
Oh, it's a shame. First time Ed's ever let Nico do anything and he hasn't got the cows to answer the phone.
He should still answer it, Nelly. We spend a fortune advertising our phone number, putting cards through doors. If people don't get an answer, they toss the card away. They don't try it again.
Looking forward to the match tomorrow.
I will not be coming.
I suppose he loses. He'll need you there to pick up the pieces.
He's staked his reputation.
Win or lose, a stupid game of football has no bearing whatever on the success or failure of this business. How come I'm the only person to see that? Okay, I'm on my own. And if anyone gets the better of Terry, it'll be me.
Down the line, down the line. Push on, push on. Look behind you, Denny. Fill the whole French. Over here. Lee!
He's never going to keep this up, Nelly.
Terry hasn't scored.
No, but he's running Ed into the ground. That's what this is about. Bow!
Yeah.
Bow! Get your finger out, ref. Where's your whistle? But watch your lino. He waved his flag, didn't you, mate? Here, hold these for me. I can't shout without my hands.
What are they?
That box is our orange slices, and that's the designer ones for Terry.
Hey, I don't want nothing to do with it. Offside!
Put them on the ground, then. They can't get muddled. The box with the wonky lid is... Have you got insurance, ref? You got protection for the journey home? Get a load of this pansy slip. Slip?
Oh, Slippy went behind the bushes ages ago.
He should be watching.
He's watching his crate of Guinness.
Well, he'd best not bring that out till the end, because the orange slices are for... Well, don't let him get away with that, Liam. Give him one back. That's it. Get the boot in. Oh, no.
Goal and the ball. On your feet, French. We haven't come on a picnic, boy.
We're with you, Mohammed.
I'm ready for them.
You can't give him a penalty there, ref.
He was back here, ref. He was back here. Oh, no. Oh, poor Mohammed. Huh, look at Terry now.
Oh, he'll be grinning on the other side of his face in the second half now. He'll be looking for a quiet spot to have a lay down.
Changed your mind, did you?
Well, I couldn't settle to anything. I hardly slept all night. I tried to ring Eddie to wish him luck and he hung up on me.
Get that bloody dog off the pitch!
Hark at him. Terry's showing off now, you're here, Angela.
Who owns that bloody mongrel?
I bet he thinks you just came to watch him.
Here! Here, that Slippy's Doberman, innit? Hey, Slippy!
Hey, not to worry, Neil. He's chasing that bloke with a kite now. Oh, jumped over the fence. He never... Referee didn't mean it, did you, Liam?
You don't realise what Ed's put into this, Angela.
Seeing him now, I do. With the sweat and the mud flying.
Don't step back on those boxes, will you? Here, where'd you get your hair permed, ref? Where'd you buy your frocks, then?
I think one of Eddie's most endearing features is the energy he puts into everything. If only it wasn't so often misdirected.
That linesman's never read the rule book, neither. Tripping alike fantastic with his flag. I'll get him next time he comes by. Give him my bucket.
No, Nelly, I'm being beckoned. I'm on. I need the bucket. French has gone down. Oh, come in, Ed.
Hold up, French. Nearly half time. Oh, bless him. He's run his little cotton socks off.
I'll soon have you right, French.
Nah, I'm done in. My knee's gone.
Third one man short now, Ed.
I'm calling on my sub. Slippy!
Get that filthy sponge off of me!
Where's he gone?
Behind the bushes. Nell's gone for him. Here, put your arm around me neck, French.
Nelly!
He says he doesn't want to play!
Get him on here, woman!
He's done one too many pints for Guinness. It's his nerve, he says.
Oh, give me strength.
This could go on all day if we let it.
I'll stand in for Slippy. Oh, please, let me, please, just this once, Ed. Don't give us a break.
No, they've only got trainers on, boy.
Yeah. Nelly, help French off. Oh, I'm begging you. There's not long to the whistle, Ed. Just give us the few minutes to half-time and I'll show...
Oh, shut up. Come on, then.
Excuse me, but that ball glanced off the outside of Nicko's foot.
Oh, lay off him, Liam. He got the equaliser. So it's thanks to Nicko you went to the second half with a chance.
As far as I'm concerned, it was one of those magical moments of soccer history.
He made his killer goal. Like Eusebio, he had his whole boot, eh?
It glanced off the outside of his foot for one, and for two it glanced off the goalpost as well.
I've got bad news for you, Liam, see? If you're potting the black, you don't necessarily aim straight for the pocket, see?
Oh, pardon me for not realising we were playing snooker.
Nelly, Slippy's not here. I thought she said he was behind the bushes.
Yeah, but he went with French to look for his Doberman.
The French couldn't walk.
He perked up after a Guinness.
How come I'm surrounded by nothing but amateurs?
Hey, except for me, Ed.
Except for Nicko.
Hear that, Liam? He's trying to make out that I never scored, Ed.
A goal is a goal, boy. Now have another orange slice and leave me in peace.
Oh, right. Yeah, thanks, Ed. Now, come over here, everyone, and I'll demonstrate how I turn that ball. Now, come on, Liam, you might just learn something.
I saw Angela arrive. Come to support Terry, has she?
Don't be so daft. She's only over there with him now because she went to offer his lots of orange slices. Oh, dear. Here's a thought. Nicko! Nicko! Which was the orange for Terry's lot?
Cop my footwork now.
He doesn't know what he's saying at the best of times. Now we won't get any sense out of him for weeks. Oh, one slice left. Good. I'll eat this while
I... I wouldn't do that, Ed, just in case it...
Pay attention, everyone. That's it. Now, gather round. Now, you come out fighting. Nothing below the belt. No hanging on. And when I say break, you break.
That's it, Larry. Attaboy. We got him now. We got him going. Keep at it, Wayne. Keep the pressure on. Don't let up. They're fading fast. Run round him,
Eddie thinks that you beat a man playing him at his own game, Nelly, or by playing him at any game. I think that you best disarm a man by extending the hand of friendship. which is the reason that I'm...
What's Nico doing?
Is he pleading with the referee?
He's trying to pull himself up off his knees by holding onto his whistle.
Well, Mohammed shouldn't lean back into the goal like that. It looks as if he's using it as a hammock.
His eyes are closed.
And Eddie's sitting on the... Oh, Nelly, what's happening?
This is your fault.
What?
Nico spiked the oranges for Terry's team. You must have given those to our lot and the clean ones to Terry.
Nelly, you can't mean... Oh, but that's awful.
Well, I knew we'd flatten them, girls, but you ever seen the like of this?
Oh, Terry, there's been a dreadful mistake.
What do you mean?
Half the orange slices were spiked, and I gave the ones intended for you to Eddie's team.
Well, I thought you was a goer, babe, but this beats the luck.
I could never have lived with my conscience unless I...
Listen to me, darling. Terry takes care of himself, right? You shouldn't have worried, right?
No, you don't understand.
I understand, but you needn't have gone to such lengths to get me. That's not to say I'm not very impressed. So stop looking so scared. Terry's going to look after you.
I'm going to see if Ed's all right.
You're going to get your reward, no problem.
Well...
You're one of us now. Drink at the King's Arms and then you'll get your personal thank you from me, all right? That suit you? You struck lucky with me.
Terry didn't win. The referee stopped playing.
I don't need anything explaining to me, Angela. Particularly not the way a woman always goes off with a winner, thank you.
I suppose you're going to tell me that when the referee stopped play, you were teetering on the verge of scoring again.
Oh, shut up.
If Nico hadn't been such an idiot and doctor...
For once, if you don't mind, I am not hearing a word against Nico.
Fair enough.
What are you smiling at now?
Nothing.
Funny seeing my legs fold under me, was it? Funny to think I wasn't as fit as I thought I was.
But that's not the case. If Nico hadn't been so silly...
Will you stop trying to pass the buck? Two big accounts lost to Terry this month. 2 weeks hard graft knocking my boys into shape. And what do? You shot me. You sell out to him. There's no two ways about it. You've gone over to the other side, Angela.
He says I've got the hots for him. He says he's going to show me his Jimi Hendrix tattoo.
Oh, spare me the pornography.
I found out how he's pinching our accounts, Eddie.
Why would he tell you anything? I wouldn't. Why would he?
Because he can't stop boasting. Because he wants to show you up in front of me.
Tell him you owned the business, did you?
No. You wouldn't have been so forthcoming if I had.
Oh, that was dishonest of you, Angela.
I do feel a bit guilty about it, actually.
And if he finds out now, sweetheart, you're going to be in dire need of protection.
Oh. I never thought of that.
You don't think. How often have I told you? You should leave the thinking to me.
But you weren't making much headway against Terry, were you? Challenging him to a football match, I asked.
Well, that was your idea too. You see, all you ever do is complicate things, Angela.
The best way for us to get the better of Terry is to simplify business procedures.
Hold it there, please. I know exactly how to proceed, thank you. It's obvious. I shall call up a few favours, get a better squad together, and then, and only then, I shall demand a rematch.
That was Radio Cars by Jennifer Phillips. In episode 2, An Equal Match, the part of Eddie was played by Gary Waldhorn and Angela by Harriet Walter. Slippy, Norman Jones. Frenchie, Terence Edmund. Gringo, Paul Gregory. Nelly, Eva Stewart. Terry, Peter Johnfield. Nico, Neil Dudgeon. Liam, Gerardo Hare. And Mohammed, Stefan Khalifa. Radio Cars is directed by Richard Wortley.